The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hillary Clinton's new book comes out, and much to my surprise, she happens to be in studio today. Stu, I guess we've allowed her to use one of our studios to record the video portion of her book. Is that what?
Well, I mean, I kind of look at this as charity work. You know, a lot of people helping with Houston and Irma and everything. Hillary needed a studio to record the video book, and we have a studio, so we felt
Wow, it is surprising that she took us up. But welcome, welcome to the program, Hillary Clinton.
Hey, thank you.
Right,
thank you.
You look, if you happen to be watching on the Blaze TV or online, you might notice Hillary looks, a little puffy, but you look nice.
I would describe it as better than normal.
Might be the lighting.
Thank you.
Might be the lighting.
Are we here to chat?
No, go ahead. We want to hear. We want to hear some. We want to hear the excerpts of the book from Hillary Clinton. These are the actual excerpts from the book.
It is hard to be a woman. You must think like a man, act like a lady, look like a young girl, and work like a horse. Now, I have that sign hanging in my home.
Do you really?
I didn't. It
gets me through the day.
Really? Really? That was. Did you come up with that yourself, or?
It's a sign that I've had for years.
You've had that for years. That's very nice. That's very nice.
You know, when I was writing the book, I wanted to write about, you know, exactly what happened through this last election.
Your voice seems to be going down a little bit.
You might lose, Bill told me.
Right.
That's true. He was.
Oh,
right,
was that the end of the excerpt of the book?
He nailed that one.
Right, he did. He nailed that.
In politics, the personal narrative is vital. My husband had a powerful story to tell. Barack Obama had a powerful story to tell. Few people would say that my story was quite so dazzling.
She knows she's boring. Oh my God. She's actually aware of it. And by the way, you were reading. Jeffy, I appreciate your impersonation here. However,
holy cow! Wait a minute, that's Jeffy?
Yeah, no, I know. You can start
down. Surprise!
Oh wow, I had no idea.
You have way too much inflection in your voice for her crappy read on this audiobook. If you've heard
any
of
bad.
It is terrible.
She is bad.
All right. Is there more?
I grew up in a white middle class family in Park Ridge. That's a suburb of Chicago. My life looked like the lives of all the girls I knew. We attended excellent public or parochial schools where first-rate teachers had high expectations. I went to our local Methodist church for Sunday services and youth activities all week long. I was a Brownie, then a Girl Scout.
A Brownie.
It's a story that many would consider perfectly ordinary.
What an uninspiring tale.
But my story,
this is horrible.
But my story, or at least how I've always told it, was never the kind of narrative that made anyone sit up and take notice.
This is so sad.
We yearn for that show-stopping tale, that one-sentence pitch that captures something magical about America, that hooks you and won't let go.
How about not mine turning it socialist? Do you have that line in you?
Mine wasn't it.
Did she really write that? Mine wasn't it? This is so depressing.
Wow. So the name of the book is What Happened? And here's the Blaze put together a list of all of the excuses from Hillary Clinton. So what happened? Russian interference through disinformation campaign, WikiLeaks, or Trump-Russia collusion. James Comey's criminal investigation of her private email server. Poor voter data from the Democratic National Committee. Or voter suppression and voter ID laws, sexism, racism, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders and his supporters, Jill Stein, the mainstream media, specifically the New York Times for aggressively covering her email scandal, the Electoral College, bad polling, people who assumed she would win, gullible Americans, and fake news.
That's it, though. But are all those legitimate excuses, Hillary?
I mean, are we here for your list or my excerpts? What am I doing?
What Happened is available in bookstores everywhere, and Hillary will be joining us again for another inspiring, inspiring quote.
And if you're listening on the radio and you want to see Hillary as Jeffy on Facebook Live, you can go there right now and see it. It's worth it.
Whoa.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book seven, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.